And I killed a coon one time like that. Dog tree. I didn't know it was a coon. I thought it was a possum. And held a line on my head. And I said, I can't get but one eye. Ain't seen but one eye. I said, that don't sound like a possum, John. That sounds like a coon. I said, one eye is all I'm getting.
Well, they got that.
He wouldn't let you take coon unless you take one at a time. He liked a possum. And so he said, look good now. So I said he wouldn't shoot. So, I said, well, I'll shoot one eye. He ain't never showed me the other one. I don't see one eye. He said, pull the trigger. I shot in the biggest coon like hit us on the head, you ever seen me. That blame, that's a coon, ain't a possum. And it was a great big coon, ringneck coon, ringtail coon, does it?
How did you shoot
and
hold that lantern on your head?
He held the lantern. Yeah, I held the gun. And he had the lantern sitting right on top of my head, take my hat off and set the lantern up on my head. And I had to sight up that straight up in the tree, that gun with that light. That wasn't too much light. Now, if we'd had good lights like I do now, I've got a light in there my kids give me. Look like a freight train. Just flip a button on. Now, we got a light like that, we could really hunt, but we didn't have it.
Yeah.
We'd go fishing, he and I, he was the best fisherman I ever saw. Every time we come up a rain, get the creeks muddy, he'd want to go catch us a mess of fish. And he'd catch them this fast, he could throw the hook in. I couldn't get them back, mine. I'd take one with him, you know. He'd fix me one. I never could catch one. I didn't know how. But he'd catch a great big string of catfish every time we'd go there. But he just learned to do it when he's young, you know.
Yeah.
And he, poor fella, that's the first fella I ever seen die was cancer. And he, great big man. He tell me, I can remember this well as yesterday. He said, Johnny, I've got to live my flesh away. He said, I'll live quite a while, but said, I'm going to die. I'm going to leave y'all. And I said, Bill, oh, you don't know that. You don't know where you're going to die. He said, dude. He waited on the world of people. That's what he, in fact, most of what he did was sit with folks and wait on them, you know, so much a day.
Mm-hmm.
And he had sat with people and said he had cancer. He told me he knew he had it. Well, he did. He lived on, he wasn't as big as nothing when he finally died. Mm-hmm. He lived just like everything. Couldn't eat now, got for a long time. Couldn't keep nothing on his stomach, you know. He just kept falling off till he finally died.
Mm-hmm.
That's the awful way to die, that cancer, but a lot of them, you know, look like me. Well, we didn't hear as much about it back then when I was a little fellow, 60 years ago as you do now. We look like a lot of our families all dying now with it, you know, just
mm-hmm.
world of people dying. Some of them young, too. You don't have to be an old person now to have cancer
yeah.
and die. This one, my school teacher, when I was telling about it, I was standing behind there. Her husband died with it, had leukemia, and didn't live no time. I didn't even know he was sick.
Mm-hmm.
And he died just right now.
Okay, I'm talking about the fireplace, the black stuff that forms in the chimney.
Soot.
Okay. And if you burn something down completely, all that would be left would be
ashes.
Okay. Okay, you mentioned a chimney. Would you call, what if you had something sort of like that at a factory, you know, that the smoke goes through?
A smoke pipe.
Okay. Is that the same type of thing?
In fact, it would be, yeah, used to when I used to go to town, then on the wagon, we'd haul tobacco and stuff down there. Them spokes are great big smoke pipes,
mm-hmm.
and they're burning coal and stuff, you know, and you see they come up, smoke would ball out of them early in the morning, they light them up, you know.